Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello everybody, it's Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries, and I want to talk a little today about the passion and the heart of Yeshua. And how so many people are disconnected from the Bible today, and they have no idea. They hear something over and over again, and they don't take it so seriously to heart. You know, Yeshua died for us. He died for our sins. When we hear that, we think, well, you know, he died for us. But no, it's so much more than that. Do you know what it is to shed your blood for other people? I don't think we realize this because we hear it so much. We have in history today an importance so much on idolizing certain things people have done, but so many people overlook Yeshua giving up his life for us, dying for us. And, you know, you can go to any baseball park in the United States and you see Jackie Robinson's number up there. You go to the Hall of Fame in any sport and you see a whole bunch of plaques for a whole bunch of people. And everything from sports to political to every accomplishment you would think, you know, people are idolized and remembered for their heroic acts. But when we hear something like Yeshua dying for us, does it stir up something in us as if our own friend or relative died for us? I mean, my best friend passed away a couple years ago. Every time I think about that, it brings tears to my eyes. You know, we should have that same feeling thinking about what Yeshua did for us, even more so. You know, when we think about a loved one, I hear so many people that lost a parent or even a child, and it just shakes the whole world to even talk about that. That's the passion we need for Yeshua, dying for us. You know, I think we've lost that understanding. You know, so many people are willing for their own salvation to accept Yeshua as Messiah. But when we think about what he truly did for us, how many of us are willing to die today for Yeshua Messiah? And how many of us are willing to do that with a passion? This is one of my favorite books right here, Fox's Books of Martyrs. And you see people with joy shedding their blood for their righteous lifestyle and for what Yeshua did for them, not accepting anyone else or anything else. And I'm not telling people to go and more to yourself for Yeshua. But I'm saying we need that desire and that passion for Yeshua and to understand what death is, where you would be willing to do that. And I want to bring this up here in the scriptures and look at this and maybe give you a real understanding of what he truly did for us. You know, when Satan was tempting Yeshua in a desert, Yeshua used scripture and resisted the temptation of Satan. Yes, even Yeshua was being tempted, but he's Yeshua, so it didn't affect him the way it would many of us. But even the trick of the enemy when Yeshua was there on a tree, hung and is about to be executed, everyone was mocking him. Everyone was saying, you know, if you're the king, you know, and if you're really who you say you are, and if you're the son of our creator, you know, save yourself right now or tell him to save you right now. You know, just trying to get him to do something that was not part of our creator's righteous plan. But Yeshua knew his plan and Yeshua died for us. And again, we just don't realize that. I want to read this from Fox's Books of Martyrs. And just a little of it. If you've never read this, you have to get it. It's an amazing book, and it's a true story. And I think every single person in here, for what they did, should be remembered much more than those baseball players or football players in a Hall of Fame, or those people that, even pulling somebody out of a fire and putting your life on the line for somebody like that, a heroic act, an amazing thing. But when a tragedy happens and that firefighter falls, you know, there's a plaque put up and the city remembers them and everything else. Every single day of our life, we need to remember what Yeshua Messiah did for us. with that same passion, with that same remembrance, never ever forgetting what he did for us. And then you look at these people that were martyred, that put their life on the line. These people died for us so we can get the word in our hands, so we can know what Yeshua did for us. And where do you see the names of these people around? You don't see these people around. Yes, they're in this book, but can you name people in this book? You know, a couple of people. You know, you got the people that brought the Bible over to English and people that brought the Bible over to the United States. A few of them, but there's hundreds of people in this book, and you only hear about one or two of them. These people died for us, just like Yeshua died for us, so we can get his word, so we can get the idea of the scriptures and righteous living and salvation and our wonderful place in the kingdom. So we can get that. That's why they died for us. Because when you shed your blood, folks, there's nothing more that makes a statement like that. And that's what Yeshua did, and that's what these people did, and that's what most people today do not understand. They don't connect it. And the fact is, they're not even willing to do it themselves. I want to read a couple of things this to you. Tubius Sectif was remarkable for his calm temper and his preaching of Yeshua. He was perfectly resigned to his faith, and a few minutes before his death spoke in this singular matter. I have received during the whole course of my life my favors from our Creator. Ought I not therefore cheerfully to take one bitter cup when he thinks proper to present it? Or rather, I ought not to rejoice that this is his will. I should give up a corrupted life for that of immorality. And this is just another example of the people that shed their blood with a joy and a passion for Yeshua Messiah. Here's another one. Christopher Kober, as soon as he stepped upon the scaffold, said, I come in the name of our Creator to die for his glory. I have fought the good fight and finished my course. So executioner, do your job. Folks, do we hear about these people that died for us so we can get the word to set a statement of who Yeshua is, to show what true faith truly is? Do we hear about these people in everyday life? No, but we should. We should. And are we willing to do what they did? There's so many more in this book, Fox's Books of Martyrs. I highly recommend everyone get a copy of that. But really what it comes down to, folks, is when you read your scriptures or when somebody's talking about Yeshua Messiah, we need to connect with the Bible. When we understand that, first of all of the disciples, except John, possibly, there's questions about how he died, but all the others were martyred. They didn't live a long, glorious life and die of old age. No, they were martyred. Their heads were chopped off, and they were burned, and all. It was just, you know, and are we willing to do that for him? And where is the passion for him? I hear people all the time talking about the word of our Creator. Listen, folks, I want to see a tear in your eye before you start talking about Yeshua. But that's not happening today. We need to remember dying for us. We need to connect that. We need to think about that. He died for us. You know, we see something on the internet about somebody was taken prisoner and they're beheaded, and we get chills. You know, do we understand Yeshua was beaten and taken to a cross and hung and died for us? When we understand that, we need to understand the scriptures. Somebody said to me recently, and this is why I'm talking about this. Somebody recently said to me, do you believe 100% in your heart in Yeshua Messiah and his message? I said, absolutely 100%. He said, why? And I said, because he died for me. And he died for you, and he died for all of us. Are you willing to die for what you believe? If you can't answer yes, you got to question your faith in Yeshua. Yeshua died for us, folks. And I know that 100% without a doubt. And all the other scriptures out there and everything else that's being said, and everyone that wants to think what they want to think, and everyone wants to have conversations about what's right, what's wrong, what's truly righteous, what's not, what's Torah, what's not Torah, that's good and fine. But I know one thing 100% for sure. Yeshua died for me, he died for you, and he died for all of us. He let that happen. He didn't have to let that happen. He didn't have to die for us. He let that happen. He died for us and he let it happen. That's even more powerful. You know, somebody's about to kill you and you don't have the power to stop it. There's nothing you can do. Somebody's about to kill you and you have the power to stop it and you don't. You let it happen. Folks, he did this for me and you. And we need to be reminded about what he did on a daily basis. We need to remember he died for us. And we need to think about what that truly means. And we need to think about that when we know somebody, a loved one who died. We need to say, well, Yeshua died for us. And there are a lot of tragedies in the world and a lot of people that die. And it's heartfelt. It really is. But nothing should be as more heartfelt than Yeshua giving up his life so we could have salvation by his blood. And I pray that we can connect more with that and we hear the words, Yeshua died for us. We don't just think, oh, well, we've heard that so many times, so we don't really think about it. No, we have to think about that. And, you know, he let himself be murdered for us. You know, he didn't have to do that. And he did. And he didn't die for us from old age or from painless sickness. No. He died a painful, horrific death. Murdered for us. For me and for you. And I think it's important to talk about the principles he died for and what he wanted us to do and how he wanted us to live and why he died for us. You know, I think people don't focus enough on why he died for us. Yeah, he died for our sins, but he also set an example of how we are to live our lives righteously and have faith in him at the same time. You know, he didn't die so we can just be living like everyone else in this world. He died so we could be set apart and live set apart. And that's what holy is, living set apart. But we need to realize, you know, he died for us. And we need to look at that and question ourselves. And think about all the loved people you know who have died and how it stirs you up. And then think about Yeshua and let it stir you up as well.
The next time you hear that God died for us, please consider, folks. Please consider what that seriously means. And the next time you're in church or you're in your assembly or congregation and you hear people say that he gave his only begotten son for us so we could have life, think hardly about what that means and what we're going to do and how we're going to respond to that. Are we just going to sit down and just look at it as some words? You know, when I first read the Bible, I didn't know what I was reading. The first time I picked up a Bible, I had no idea how amazing it was. It's like those 3D pictures that you could look at. And the first time you hear them or you see them, you know, you just see a bunch of a mess on a piece of paper. But as you put your nose up to it and you pull that picture back from your eyes, you start to see this 3D image appear. Well, folks, it's the same thing with the scriptures. And we're just reading the Bible and we just take it as casual that Yeshua died for us. We don't have anything to take serious. But when we start realizing what that actually means, it's like us seeing that 3D image come alive before us. The words are coming alive. You know, there's a lot of stuff we should be doing as believers of Messiah. But it all starts with understanding that he died so we could have life. And we don't deserve that. We never deserve that. So we have to think about that in every aspect of our life and everything we do if we want to have the great understanding and wisdom. And if we want to see the Bible like that 3D picture when it's revealed and when it truly does come alive to us. You can read the same scripture over and over again, and each time you'll get more understanding and more wisdom about it. But until you take it seriously that he died for us, you do not know what the dwelling of the Holy Spirit is all about. That's what I'm telling you, folks. And every person has an opportunity to think about this, but we got to really just consider how these words have been treated for so long that somebody died for us so we could have life. We got to consider this because there's so many teachers and preachers out there today talking and saying these words, but not talking about what it means. They're actually teaching against it in the way they're telling us to act and what they're telling us to do. They're not teaching us that our heart should change on every single level. Our DNA should change. Every single thing should change about us, so much so that people that knew us before we accepted Yeshua don't even recognize us, folks. They don't even recognize us because we're such a different person in the way we act, the way we think, and the way we look that they don't even know who that old person is because that old person is dead. You know, when Paul was traveling and he fell off the horse and the scales were lifted from his eyes, he was a new person. He was a new person, folks. And that's what it means to be a new person. When you accept Yeshua, what's supposed to happen is supposed to love the things he loves and hate the things that you once loved before you knew him. But that is not what's happening, folks. Too many people today, they love him so much. And they love the ways of the world more than they love the ways of Yeshua Messiah. And we need to do another lecture here on the word love, because that's another word. We hear the word love in the scriptures and we equate it to a human love, but it goes so much deeper than that. And you might hear some Christian pastor talk about the agape form of love. Well, that's a Greek form of love. That's not a Hebraic form of love. That's not a complete form of love. We got to understand the real meanings of the words of scripture if we really want to understand what's going on in our life and how we should be and how we should live. You know, the Bible says that the Torah should be our schoolmaster to show us what sin is and keep us righteous. And it teaches us righteousness in his instructions. And what does the church do today? The church tells people they shouldn't be reading that. That's done away with. The church tells people they don't have to follow the instructions of God. Well, that's not what my Bible says, folks. And I challenge you, don't take my word for it. Go look in your Bible and see what it says. You know, I'm not making this up. And there's so many people deceived by the enemy. He doesn't have to really do much else because he's deceiving so many people that think that this is just a casual thing, that somebody died for us. See, the real problem comes down to, and you'll hear me say a lot of this on the program, the real problem comes down to is people are not connecting with their Bible. That's the thing. People don't understand because they're looking at it in today's times, but they're not understanding. Let me give you an example. Paul's greatest passion was to go to Rome and preach the gospel to the emperor of Rome. That was his greatest passion in the scriptures, to go there and do that. Yes, he had many other passions. He had a calling and he had a job from our Creator to do, and he did it. But his great desire, his burning desire, was to go to Rome and preach the gospel. But when we hear that today, we're so disconnected from the Bible, we think Rome's some pretty destination place. No, Rome is like, back then, was like the middle of ISIS. So that would be like somebody having a desire to go to the middle of ISIS and find a leader of ISIS and go and preach the gospel to them. Some people would call that murder, and that's what they did. So many people told Paul not to go. But our Creator wanted him to go. And he was going to go, and nothing was going to stop him. And he got there. How would you respond today if one of your friends told you, you know what, I got a calling to go to go take a plane and go to the middle of ISIS. And not only am I going to go there, but I'm going to preach the good news of Yeshua to them. How do you think they would respond, folks? Well, that's exactly what Paul did. And we're disconnected from the Bible and we don't understand these things. We even take a look at Paul and who he was. I mean, this man was one of the worst murderers of all. But we don't connect that. We don't understand. You know, people want to talk about how bad Hitler was, and he very well was. But people don't understand Paul was just as bad. That's how miraculous and amazing it is that his eyes were opened and he changed and he became a lover of Yeshua and a hater of sin. That's how amazing it was. And until you connect with the Bible, you don't understand that. You think Paul was just some guy that wrote part of the Bible. No, you got to look at who he was before. So if you take that and you see Hitler all of a sudden changed his tune, and all of a sudden he was somebody that was loving Yeshua and telling people to love Yeshua, and he set everyone free, and he was for everything the gospel says. Well, that's exactly what Paul did. So we have to get right. We have to connect with the Bible. And it starts with really understanding, you know, that he died for us. He died for us so we could have life, and we got to really take that word death seriously, folks. Because many people will say, well, you know, he hung on a tree for us, and our Creator gave his only begotten Son for us, but it's taken, like I said, it's spoken so much today, it's just some average cliche today. It's not a serious thing. It's not taking seriously today, and that's a big problem we have today, and that's why I'm doing this program, is so people realize we got to connect with the Bible. We got to connect with the Scriptures. It's sad to say, folks, you know, most Christian churches today, they're not teaching this. Most Christian churches today are teaching against this. They're teaching against Scripture. I have a hard time because I can't find a church out there today that's teaching to live a life and to hate sin. Most of the churches here today say, you know, to accept sin. And until somebody says something about homosexual marriage and the church accepting it, some people might get upset about that, but it goes way beyond that. You know, there's more sins than homosexuality in the Bible. You got to look and see what sin is. Sin is transgression of the words of our Creator. That's what it is. And that's a big problem we have today, is because the church teaches against that, and that's where people are getting their information from. They're not reading the Bible. They're not studying the Bible. You know what you need to do if you're listening to this right now? You need to pray to our Creator that He would lift the scales from your eyes, and you need to demand that the enemy would stop deceiving you. And once those scales are lifted, you'll see everything here I'm saying. You'll see everything in the Bible like that 3D picture that comes alive. Because to most of you folks, the Bible is dead. That's the truth. And you need it to come alive. And the only way it's going to come alive, it's going to start with understanding that Yeshua died. He died. And you need to realize He died. And if you don't have the emotions when you hear that, as you do your best friend or your father or your mother or somebody close to you that died, well, you don't know the Scripture, then the Bible's just dead to you. We got to get right with this word, folks. That's why I'm taking time out to make this radio program so you could hear this and realize this. That's why I spend so much time letting people know they need to connect with the Word of our Creator if they want to know our Creator. But most people don't want to do that. They just want to continue to follow the ways of the world. But the Bible says, do not lean on your own understanding. Let Him direct your paths in all His ways. In all His ways, folks. But when you just measure up your life, measure up your emotional state, measure up everything you're doing in your life, and you compare it to either the Word of our Creator or to the world's ways, and you see the difference, you should have such a sorrow. You know, and you should be so sorry about that you haven't even come close to seeing about what it means for the Scriptures, the Word of our Creator, to come alive. And I'll tell you this, if the Word of our Creator is not alive within you, then our Creator is not alive within you. And what is Son Yeshua? You know what? If you haven't changed your life, if your heart hasn't changed, His death means nothing to you. His death means nothing to you. And that's a big problem we have out there today. It needs to mean something. So I want everybody to take this message seriously and contact me with the contact information. And I'm here to help you. I'm here to let you know. Check out the videos on my website, www.TorahLifeMinistries.org. So that's www.TorahLifeMinistries.org. And Torah is spelled T-O-R-A-H. So TorahLifeMinistries.org. And the Torah is the foundation of all Scriptures. And that's what we have to understand. If the foundation is weak, everything on top of it's going to be weak. And most people that haven't read and studied the first 5 books of the Bible, and they try to read the rest of the Bible, or even worse, they claim that that part of the Bible is not important. The Scriptures are dead to them. It's not alive to them. And I want it to become alive to you, so check it out, folks. And thank you for joining us today in the program. And I pray that the scales are lifted from your eyes and you'll take this message seriously. Thank you for listening to this message. Wherever you're hearing it, whether it's on a radio station locally or whether it's over the internet, please contact me, like at the website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. If you are in the West Palm Beach area, we have a local fellowship that meets every Saturday at 3 p.m. And you can contact me at the phone number 561-283-1707. If you'd like to join us, that's 561-283-1707. if you'd like to join us on Saturdays at 3 o'clock. Also, every Thursday evening, downtown on Clematis, we'll be street preaching and letting people know about the word of Yeshua Messiah and trying to make the Bible come alive to them. So you can join us at Clematis by Night in downtown West Palm Beach, and we'll be many other places as well. If you're listening to this over the internet, thank you for checking us out, and please go to our website. There's many videos on there, and you can put your comments below the videos. If you've heard something on this program today that you've never heard before, whether you're a self-confessing Christian, if you're a Messianic believer, or maybe you've never even read the Bible and you just heard something that made sense to you, I was in those shoes. I grew up and I never knew the scriptures and I never knew the Bible. I hadn't picked up a Bible or read a Bible until I was 30 years old. And when I picked it up, it came alive to me when I realized that Yeshua died for me. And that's why I'm so passionate about this, and that's why I wanted to share today's message with you about death, because I've seen many people die, and I have such an emotional state when I think about those people. But I didn't have that same emotional state when I thought about Yeshua dying for me until I really started to pray and think about where I wanted my life to go and where my passion was in life. And then when I started to open up to the ideas of the world today and how they're leading things and things are going in there, and I started to try to get connected with the church and see how they're teaching things and doing things, I realized this is not a path I want to be on, folks. But when I started to get on the path of our wonderful Creator, Yahweh, I started to realize so much more what it means to know that His Son died for us. It became so much more than just words, as it is to so many people, as it was to me. This is serious, folks. This is life. And it's not about here on life now. Yes, there's amazing blessings we get for being obedient to His guidelines and instructions. But folks, we're just here for a short time. You have to understand about eternity. There's so much longer and so much more time coming. And we never want to be disconnected from our Creator. I never want to be disconnected from our Creator. So we need to get right with His Word before it's too late. In the Bible it says in Ezekiel 33:11, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they can live, so they can have life. All right, everybody. Thank you for checking us out tonight. Take that seriously and contact us, and we'll see you downtown if you're in the West Palm Beach area. If you're on the internet, contact us and we'll get in touch with you. And remember, our Creator takes no pleasure in the death of wicked people. But don't be fooled. They will die if they don't make the Bible become alive to them. Thank you.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
Why you ever chose me has always been a mystery. All my life I've been told I belong at the end of the line with all the other not quite, with all the never get it right. But it turns out they're the ones you were looking for all this time. 'Cause I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
When Moses had stage fright and David brought a rock to a sword fight, you picked 12 outsiders nobody would have chosen, and you changed the world. Well, the moral of the story is everybody's got a purpose. So when I hear that devil start